Welcome back. And this is part two of Quantum Leaps, Create Your Future Story. And yes, I see you munching on something there, Diane. Thank you for taking good care of yourself, eating, drinking, whatever you need to do to gather your energy here. And I said that as we got into this second half, I have something that's a bit of an energetic switch, but it is going to dovetail with everything that we've been doing so far with Quantum Leaps, Creating Your Future Story. We've already been up to so much about actually finding the energy that really allows us to live the life that is our birthright, to create the company that is our birthright. Without the things that we've been talking about and diving into in such a deep way today, I don't know how to make that happen. I maybe somebody does, but I don't. I mean, if for instance, Dawn goes with, well, I should be grateful, so let me bow to those who are saying that I should be grateful and unconsciously take on that disempowering story and now try to envision, like, I don't know how to get there from there. So, and everything that we've been diving in with, like Heidi, understanding that nuanced level of gratitude and bouncing off of what you'd said about that, Diane, that the why that connects with what we were doing last week. I mean, we start to see how all this work works together to create a huge, huge shift in our companies and in our lives. So let me see. I'd love to hear one aha from one of you. You've had, thank you, Mary Kay, for that 15 minute. I think we really, that was a great idea with everything that's been rolling for all of us. Really good just to take a pause and to be able to breathe and take that in. So just as a little mini consolidation of what we've done, one aha from one of you. So that I hear something of what you're hearing, and it gives us, ties a little bow on that so we can move on to the next piece. Yeah, Diane, thank you.
Well, something that Heidi said really struck me, that gratitude plugs us into the divine.
Gratitude, say it again.
Gratitude plugs us into the divine.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's exactly, you know, and the way she put it, gratitude plugs us into the divine. That is exactly what Wallace Wattles is talking about. And I had read that book many, many, many times before I heard him saying that. He says it in different words, but that's exactly what he's saying. And so, and then to not just hear the words, like you, Diane, you were talking about words as just words, but Heidi, you know, I would be surprised if we didn't all see you actually feeling that, actually knowing that in that moment, the depth of that, you know, and then the shift in that. And then seeing that in you, Dawn, about that shift is like, oh, wait, how do I navigate that and not take on the burden of all of that story? But, you know, Wallace Wattles says, be grateful to it all, be grateful to everything. And it reminds me of Sherry Huber, a wonderful spiritual teacher who says, you know, the only thing that we need to do is to accept all that's unacceptable to us. So it's like kind of growing who we are. It's like, what? Like just larger and larger circles of what we can take in of who we are and what's okay. So not we don't need to agree with that. Oh, you should be grateful. But we can even cultivate a habit, a practice of gratitude for those who said it so that you can carve your own way. Even their gratitude is possible, but not in that kind of surface way that is calling for, that is the opposite of gratitude. Making sense? Yeah, good, good, good. All right, let's hear one more aha, and we'll move on to the next piece. So the piece about gratitude, yes, absolutely. What else? What else is bubbling up in you? Yeah, Mary Kay.
Being grateful with my young horse is going to change how I work with him when we're having problems.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, I tell you, you guys know, this is what came up in me. I'm like, oh, don't say that again, but I'm going to. This summer with my parents, like the finding of the gratitude in that experience. And I do feel it, but did I feel it every moment? No, I'm just being honest, like, no. But coming to that with things that are even greatly challenging. A challenging horse that you so want to love and work with, but it's hard to do so. Challenging when voices are saying, oh, you should be grateful, making me feel the opposite of grateful. Challenging in the loss of my parents. Are you, how do we find our way to it in a way that's actually real and not this surfacey level thing, right? And the power that we're given when we combine those forces is phenomenal. All right. Anything else wanting to be said? Anything else? All right. I want to shift the mood then a little bit, and same, creating our future story, but seen from a different angle. And here's how I want to do it. We've never done it like quite like this before, but I just want to put a link in the chat. Oh, and Yvonne, I made you co-host for a different reason. Yvonne, would you put people in pairs for me while I'm doing this? Would you mind? I wasn't intending to do that, but if you don't mind, and you both with two different hats on, team hat and student hat on, put yourself in a room too, right? So rooms of two, and here's what we're gonna do. While Yvonne's doing that, then I can be doing this at the same time. I just put a link in the chat, don't go there yet. But here's what I'm gonna ask you to do in your pairs, and if there's, with your pair, I'm asking you to just watch this. Just watch this and have fun. And if you dance to it too, bonus points, right? That's just moving some of this energy through our bodies. The more you dance, the better you've done this exercise, all right? I'm gonna be here in my own room dancing myself to this. I'm gonna be watching this too. It's less than 5 minutes, this video. I'm gonna have you watch the whole video, all right? And let me see. Yes, I am gonna tell you beforehand. I almost hesitate to tell you beforehand because I just want you to enjoy the video and go dance to it. But this fun song also has lots to teach us about how we envision. And so just go ahead and dance to it. Don't take notes while you're dancing. Just be there and dance. 5 minutes to watch it. And then I'm gonna give you another 5 minutes with your partner just to brainstorm. And the more points, like don't think. The more points you can get down, if you can get down like 15 points or 50 points in 5 minutes, whatever, and accept all, don't worry about it if it doesn't make sense. What does this fun song have to tell us about how we envision and actually receive it, right? So what can I see about creating my future story through thinking about after the fact, this beautiful dance? So don't do it during, just go ahead and dance and have fun. If you forget something, oh well, it doesn't matter. Do it afterwards so you can have both experience, but dance it out, move it into your body. And then afterwards, talk to your partner for 5 minutes, and how you watch this link is up to you. If one of you wants to share it, remember to share the sound, then you can watch it together. If each of you want to mute and go click on that link and dance for 5 minutes and then talk, I don't care how you organize it, but just decide, do. And then in that 5 minutes, you can organize your time as you want to. One person can be writing the notes. You can talk to each other. You can each do it silently. I want you to create it. Doesn't matter to me how you create it, but you're going to create the biggest list you can together of what this teaches us about vision. Good? All right. Let me see. Do you need the whole? Yeah, I'm just going to give you the 5 minutes. And if you go, I don't know what else this teaches me about vision. If you can't think of anything else, just keep thinking about that. And if you can't think of anything else, just think about what else you know about creating your future story from everything that we've done. All right. So use the time well. Don't let it drift. Don't let the conversation drift. Stay on point with how do you create your future vision. Make sense? Or the why of it, or anything that's energetically in line with this. So if you can't think of anything else well, just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. There'll be more there to learn than you think. All right. Clear? All right. Yvonne, will you please send people off into their rooms? I will see you in 10 minutes. Enjoy dancing. Have fun writing your list of 50 things or whatever you come up with, or five or two. And I will see you in 10 minutes. Welcome back. Oh, I hope you had fun dancing to Maroon 5 Sugar. You know, more than 3 billion people have seen that video. Did you notice that? It's just, you know, so I hope you had fun. I hope you moved the energy through your body. And then I hope you use that time well afterwards to think about, wait, that teaches us a lot about creating our future stories. So, let's just do this like popcorn. You can mute and unmute at will. Just go ahead and jump in and let's see what we can hear about what we learn from this about creating our future story. Who'd like to go first? Just dive in.
It looked easy.
Yes, thank you. You know, sometimes I'm like, well, I got to set my goals. And, you know, just like, oh, you know, I should be grateful and all the right on the surface and nothing is working. You know, but it looks like it looks easy and fun. Mm-hmm. Really, right? There's a reason 3 billion people have seen this. What else? What'd you notice? Either that you noticed or something your partner said? Yeah, Diane.
Well, they definitely had a plan in place. And they use teamwork to execute.
Thank you. You know, these things, they sound heavy out there in the world. It's like, oh, we need teamwork, we need, but they did, didn't they? Here's my plan. Didn't take long. It's like, this is what we're doing. Now let's go do it. We work together, make it happen. So it's like having that vision looks fun and easy, putting it on the court, getting the assistance of other people who come along on the journey. Fantastic. Great notice. What else? So much. Yeah, Carly, thank you.
Yeah, just thinking about this, the scale of Adam Levine's business and how he very creatively was able to connect with his audience in this very intimate way and kind of get to the core of why he loves music. It was very creative.
Isn't it beautiful? Yes, and just so intentional and so like immediate, and what a surprise, but immediate. Connection, and you know, there's lots we could ask the question about what we learned about marketing or sales business, you know, like there'd be something about that too, right? Immediate connection and joyfulness and so on. But for the purposes of this today, the vision so clear and so beautiful, and the deep love of what it is that he does, it's like immediately transmitted and connected to those around. How lovely is that? Yes, what else? Oh, so much. I love this. Yeah, Wendy, and then Heidi.
We just talked about how vision is really born out of love, and like a desire to spread joy. Like, I think that they just wanted to bring happiness to these couple. Like, I'm sure there were other things behind it too, potentially, but I think they just wanted to make some people's day and thought, heck, let's go have a party.
Absolutely. And can you see now, this is very different from Science Getting Rich and not different at all too. To get that, I said they would energetically, they feel very different, but they energetically connect. He's like, just uplift people. That's what he talks about in chapter, you know, chapter 14 about the advancing man. So he uses like language of 1910 to say, go and uplift people. And here we actually see it happening. I love how you said it. It's like vision is born of love. And joy, can't help but want to, and can you see them? We didn't see that part, but them envisioning it before, he's like, can you imagine what's going to happen? And, you know, that'll be incredible. We could just see that the manifestation of it was already done. We're not privy to those conversations, but can't you feel how that clearly happened? They could see the joy on those people's faces. They knew it was just going to be amazing. Nobody had done this before, but it's going to be incredible. Joy and love at the heart of vision. Yes, Heidi.
And we agreed that they were brave because they took a risk. Like, we could have assumed, oh, of course everyone's going to love it, but what if someone did? And so I thought, but they, you know, we laughed, like, did they even wonder if, you know, would there be anybody who didn't love it? But then it was like, they must, you know, we were laughing. They must have said, oh, who cares? It's all right. It's, you know, don't worry about it. You know, they'll love it. They'll love it. But they did have to be brave to do that.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to make my vision, but I'm going to make sure that everybody else has done it before. And I'm going to make sure I'm not dissing market research, but I'm going to do my market research and make sure that the market bears, like all that kind of stuff. It's like, nobody had done this before. And it was pretty kind of crazy. And they took a risk. And, you know, they had to be courageous because, you know, like, but they were so sure of their vision. Can't you feel it in the energy of it? They so knew. And their intentions were so pure and beautiful. Like connecting with what Wendy was saying, this bringing love and bringing joy, the vision born of joy, that they just freaking did it. And you could see it too. I love what you said about the courage part, the taking a risk, Heidi, because you could see on some people's faces, right? I love that part of the video too. It's like, yeah, like, who are these people? And other people are like, whoa. Yes, you got it. Marnie.
I was going to comment on that, sort of the reaction of the people. So at first, some of them jumped into it immediately, but some of them kind of like, what? what's going on, and not accepting it. And others were surging around them, to, you know, like, don't know why they're there, but Maroon 5's in front of us, and that acceptance. And then the spontaneity of the people in the cars when they recognized them, and that when you're doing it with joy, it just expands out no matter what.
Oh, so good. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and again, we get, we're heading into marketing a story, you know, like there's lots going to be said about marketing. It's like some will, some won't, you know, like, and all, but all good. Staying here with Quantum Leap, create your future story. The power of that vision, so powerful. It's transformative. So like the energy, you know, some were like, oh, and some were like, great, but the energy was infectious. It just caught on. And as you say, even the people like going by in the car, it's just such a strong vision that it happens. Yeah, beautiful. What else? Anything else bubbling up? These are fantastic. Yeah, Yvonne, thank you.
One of the things that we talked about was too, was the, you know, that it looked like they were trusting that it would all work out, right?
Yes.
Just go for it, you know, like we've got nothing to lose here.
Yes. Yes, you've probably heard this before. What would you do if you knew that you couldn't fail? Well, then do that. You've probably heard this somewhere before, like act that way. And so here's the thing. This is how I see the world, that thing. It's already done. Can you envision them beforehand going like, we could just see the smiles on people's faces. Some people will probably be shocked. Like, can you imagine? I'm sure that they lived the whole thing before they did it, didn't they? They already knew it and they were already feeling it. You could feel it in the way they're so there. And so then, yes, it's just so sure that that's how it's going, that it's just everything in them. There wasn't, you didn't see them going like, well, you know, maybe, but if anybody does anything, you know, like this way we hold back, you know, if anybody says, oh, maybe we'll sneak out the back door. They're just like, freaking do it. Yes. Thank you. Beautiful. Dawn.
Yes, you saying that just made sense to me, why I kept thinking, build it and they will come.
Yes.
It's just, if it's coming from a good place, you're going to have an audience. They'll come around. People are going to enjoy it. Some maybe won't understand it, but it will be something, whatever it is.
Yes. And they did it with such conviction. With what, you know, I said it would connect with Signs of Getting Rich, but it wouldn't look the same at first. I mean, he talks about faith and gratitude. Right? Faith, there was just like, this is happening, build it and then they'll come. And then the gratitude piece is in there too. I love that. Right at the end, did you see that? It's just like in a few words, but it's in their energy all throughout. Best day ever, or best thing ever, or best ever. He's jumping off the stage and all the hugs, like, can you just feel it coming from them? Like they're so happy to be there. And by the way, in the nature of giving, of Signs of Getting Rich too, giving more in use value than you get in cash value. We didn't talk about that. I think we talked about that last week, but they're just like, here, just give. And they're receiving so much more back because they had a vision. They held to their vision. Nobody else had it before. They had fun. They gathered energy along the way and they gathered people and their conviction held so strongly that even those who were like this, it was all pulled into this vision that they created. That was big and that was beautiful and that was outrageous and that took courage. Yes, yes, and yes. Thank you for that. So beautiful. Anything else wanting to be said? Yes, Heidi.
It did cross my mind. Had they pre-screened, they must have hand-picked whose wedding to go to. Because I think that, you know, in the spirit of knowing Harry Potter, you want to really know they really will welcome you. They really will be happy you're there. So I don't think it was just random. I think that they did really think through, maybe these are people who said, here's my playlist and Maroon 5 is, you know, everything on, you know, somehow there was some way to screen that this was my ideal audience right then.
So some planning went into it. So some decisions went into it. We could see that, you know, and that, and yeah, that and again, everything that we do all year long always dovetails. It always connects. That piece about, and then I asked you about in your survey too, that I ask you many times, like, know your ideal client, the way J.K. Rowling knows Harry Potter dovetails with that too. It's like that's part of what allows the vision. It's magic. They I wasn't privy to the behind the scenes of how it all worked, other than what I read on Wikipedia and so on a few years ago. I was so curious, I had to go look it up. But you know, they weren't at 95-year-old weddings where people maybe, you know, more likely that at least somebody had heard of them and they knew the music or whatever it is, you know, at the very least, right? So love that. Thank you, Heidi. Yes, Dawn, thank you.
Another piece that I thought of is about expressing it. So that goes into that, is if someone said, wouldn't that be something if Maroon 5 was playing at my wedding, and or you and you told someone and then they told someone and that idea would birth this happening. Who knows? It's that anything is possible. Say it, get it out, tell people.
Dawn, beautiful. Anything is possible. Say it, get it out, tell people. That is the perfect segue into what we're doing next. All right. So jot down your biggest aha, your favorite thing from this piece. Just take 30 seconds to just tie a little bow here. All right, thank you. Just finishing up that last sentence, taking it to a place where you can come back to it at a later time. All right. This is the energy. This is the place from which we create our future story. And look at the quantum leap, you know, the quantum leap that they took, you know, in those people's lives and what they envisioned as possible, you know, just like so outside the box. And yet it was just the next logical step. Well, we'll just, you know, find out where people are getting married, and, you know, just did it. But what a transformational, event that happened from that vision, you know, and the enactment of it. All right. So here's what I'd like to do next. Let's take a collective breath, inhaling. Exhale, let it go. And then again, inhaling. Exhale, let it go. All right. And just close your eyes. Can take your glasses off if you're wearing them. That helps that inward journey just for a moment. Feel the breath. Be in a place where the heart center can be open. Just be in this moment. You too have a vision that is joyous, that is beautiful. It brings people along, that it brings joy to others, that uplifts the world and you, and something that is already yours. It's already done in the envisioning of it. It's just, you know, all we do is just playfully then enjoy it and create it. So here's where I'd like you to go now. It's 3 years from today. It is December 9th, 2024. You're so happy. You were so grateful because you had a day years ago envisioning this day and all that it entails, all that's in your life, the friends, the company, the place you are. It is your day. You're somewhere very specific. It's somewhere that you love, someplace where you feel safe, where you feel happy, where you feel warm and comfortable. Can you see it? Be in that place. The first one that comes to mind, trust that, be there. Now bring it closer to you. See it in full color. Where are you? What is this place? What does it smell like? Can you taste the air? Who's with you? Who's walking this journey beside you? So happy to see them there. What is your life like right now? In every area that matters to you, your business, your health, whatever comes to mind, the person beside you, There's something right in front of you. Can you see it in front of you that you love? Reach out and touch it. Pick it up if you can. Smell it. See it. Now set the object down and look out across the horizon. Feel the expansiveness of this day, the beauty of your life in this moment. Write as though you're there, because you are there. You can start out, it's December 2024, and I'm so happy and grateful that. It's December 9th, 2024. I am so happy and grateful that, and mention something in the world that you see in front of you, and then write whatever comes. Trust what comes. We're going to write for 5 minutes. Keep the pen to the page. You can open your eyes. Start to write now. It's December 9th, 2024. Write in the present tense. I'm so happy and grateful that right now. And then don't think. Just write whatever comes. If you're not sure what to write, just keep writing. 5 minutes. I'm finishing up the last couple sentences. Taking this writing to a place where you can come back to it at a later time. Okay. I'm finishing up. Thank you. All right. What's opening for you now? Is there a piece of this vision that you'd like to share, or anything you want to share about the experience of doing this? Who would like to share first? Dawn, thank you.
I deepened my connection with my vision that I already have shared in my questionnaires. And then in this piece, maybe it's because what I shared earlier, I was clear to connect with the divine, and that I could connect with my gratitude for the divine in bringing forth my vision.
Dawn, I've got chills. This is so beautiful. Thank you. Love it. Who else would like to share? What's opening for you now? You can read your piece. You can read a piece of it. You can share what's opening for you. Marnie.
I thought it was interesting that I had a party going on and everybody was dancing and clapping and doing goofy things and just being fully present and empowered to tell their story and to be who they are. And when you were saying like, well, where are you? Well, you know, I'm in the south of France. No, I'm in Bali. No, I'm in Costa Rica. And then it was like, well, it doesn't really matter as long as we're dancing and we're together and people are feeling like they are heard and appreciated. And so then it was like, I could feel the power for myself to know that I had helped people step over that line.
I love it. And, you know, the actually feeling it, the actually being there, there's something in that of what's actually important to you, what actually matters to you, because it got down onto that page, you know? This is the piece. I don't actually care about whether it's Bali or France or wherever it is. That's not the piece that matters to me. This is the piece that matters to me. I love that. Thank you, Marnie. Let's hear from one more of you. What's opening for you now? Maybe some piece of this was challenging for you too. That's okay too. You want to share like, wow, this was really hard and I didn't get anywhere. There's no wrong answers here because it's a process, right? So that's welcome too. Yeah, Heidi.
So I found myself being practical. Oh, it's 3 years. It's not 10. So I didn't make it as huge as I might have. Mm-hmm. And what I did was I focused on what would feel amazing in 3 years that I would really believe in 3 years I could have this. And so instead of Ethan's Village being complete and I'm walking through the physical layout, it was, and I thought of Carly because I thought the plans. And I thought, oh, these plans, I'm feeling the paper of the plans. And they're all spread out I couldn't even imagine how amazing these plans could be and what could be included in the plans. And I, beyond my wildest dreams in the plans. So I made it work for me that way.
Heidi, I love that. And then so much to learn from this. First, we just do it, right? And it's really important when you find this vision to gather the energy first. It's one of the reasons I wanted us up and dancing. It's one of the reasons I wanted us to see something that was fun, that was doable, that happened, because then we bring that energy to the paper. Make sense? Mm-hmm. And so that's really important. It's like, well, I feel really cranky today. What's my vision for next year? No. Could you feel the energy in the room and do it from that place? This isn't the only time you're going to write this vision, but it gives you some ideas about things that will empower you when you create that vision, right? And then there's things to consider afterwards as well. And Heidi, only you will know this, because is it like, you know, maybe you just aimed for the ceiling and reached it. Or maybe it's like, no, this vision feels beautiful and whole and complete for me. And it's a stretch, but I know that I can do it. So only you can calibrate that. And so write it and just go. And then afterwards, we can, it kind of like, we know, we ask the questions and then we get the answers at a different time. We write the vision, let it rest till tomorrow or next week or, you know, this afternoon, right? And then you can go back and see, not to critique the vision, not to be hard on the vision. It is what it is, and it is beautiful. That's really important. But then just to build it and grow it and create the next level vision that grows out of it. We love it because it's the seed version, and then we love on it, and then we create newer next level visions out of that seed of the vision. Make sense? So as Heidi goes back tomorrow, she might go, you know, that was, I've been thinking small. I don't know. It could be one or the other. Only Heidi will know, but I've actually been thinking small lately. I feel like I'm going to talk to this person because I don't feel like I can talk to that person. And that came into my vision. Notice that. Let me write it again. You know, I'm going to write what I think is going to happen in 10 years. And I'm going to stretch myself to go, I can do this in 3. I'm going to even tenfold it. She could do that. Or she could go, look, I'm so proud of myself because I really felt it for the first time. I felt a vision that I really believed in, and I knew, and I know, just like I watched Maroon 5 doing it, that's going to come. Only Heidi will know. That's why I also encourage you to do Shavasana every single morning. It's like a clean slate, and it's a quiet time. And it's as we build these quiet times in our lives, we have better access to the divine. We have better access to knowing whether it was door number one or door number two for Heidi, right? She might not know that immediately, but she can start to investigate it, love on that vision, and then go, what do I really want? Make sense? Yeah, really great stuff. What else? Anything else bubbling up that you want to share? Yeah, Yvonne, thank you.
I was on a beach in Mexico with my buddy Marie taking a break.
Aww.
Because we both have been working so hard.
Oh, so good. Mm-hmm. Gotta love that. Oh. Yeah, so then what came up in the vision? It might have been work, it might have been leisure, it might have been in one place or another, but a great place to see what it is we even want. And if this dovetails with what we were talking about, the practical level of our business with Mary Kay creating the PSPS and so on, like, if we can't know what we want, how could we know what they want? And then how can we create a talk that actually is going to help them get what they want, right? So we want to know this. Marty says, can we all come too? I think that's a great idea. I love it, Marty. So a place to dream, a place to create, a place to actually envision our lives so that we can move toward it, just like we saw with Maroon 5. So if you found a piece in this writing or in the talking about it that opens something up for you for your vision, raise your hand. Any little piece for you, something opened. All right, fantastic. I'm seeing many, many hands. Fantastic. All right. Let's take a collective breath. Inhale. Exhale, let it go. And inhale. Exhale, let it go. All right. So you can use this practice like we did here for different pieces of your vision. You can do this for a year from now. You can do this for 6 months from now. You can do this for your day. Do you actually bother to think about what your day is going to be and actually envision it? Sometimes we use our creative imaginations to do the opposite. Oh no, this will probably go wrong today, and this and this and this, and we imagine it in such vivid color, you know? What if we did this for our day? This is powerful. And the more we learn about story, the more we can bring story technique to it. Like imagery, just to mention one, things we touch and feel and taste and smell and see. If I just say, I'm on the couch watching a movie with my daughter, say, that wasn't in my vision, but let's say it was, doesn't sound like much. But if I have that image, something I touch or feel or smell or taste, it's like, you know, I just popped that popcorn and the smell of it, even the burnt ones are in the air. when I slathered it with butter, I couldn't help but lick the bowl, because can you see it? Like, you already, you're more in that vision, because I'm using story technique. So we create the vision. We just write, we just write, we just write. And then we can go back and fill it in and let it be three-dimensional. Let it be real to us. And we do it when we're not cranky, right? So that we can actually stretch and not just aim for the ceiling, but aim for the stars. All right. Any questions or any ahas before we leave this aside? This is a tool for you. And again, I strongly encourage you to get on a 2-hour connection call with somebody in our community. This is my home play for you. A 2-hour connection call. If you can't do 2 hours, do an hour. But I really mean it, a 2-hour connection call to expand the work that we're doing here. You could spend half an hour together just writing. You could share your vision with each other. You could talk about what you loved in it. Don't critique it. Talk about what you loved in it. Talk about what else you would love to add now that you're talking about it. And add some other pieces that we're about to do as well. So I strongly encourage you to continue this work. I'm doing a ton of it. It's December. This is a great time to be doing this. We're envisioning our year. You can envision your 1 year. You could envision your 3 years. Make sense? All right. Anything else about this visioning piece before we move on to another piece? Okay, and I know you've probably done some kind of visioning before, but one of the pieces I want to emphasize is gathering the energy first. Every inspired action gathers the energy first. That's why I wanted you to dance. I wanted you to see the joy. I wanted us collectively to feel it and then write from there. Very different than if we just walked in and I asked you to write it. Different things came onto the page. If that makes sense to you, raise your hand. Yeah, of course. Really good. Okay. Depending on what the rest of your day was like too. Maybe you were dancing beforehand, I don't know. Or it could be drinking a cup of tea. It doesn't have to be dance. It could be Shavasana. It could be meditation. It could be a walk in the park, whatever it is for you, right? Okay. Just a couple of cautions about our vision, or just, you know, you already know this, but hear it now. Just some tools for envisioning and some possible roadblocks. Sometimes we're afraid, we're stuck in the how. Go back to last week's call, last week's retreat, you know. We're going to be stuck in the how. But Heidi goes like, I don't know how I'm going to get there. So I have to, you know, and I loved what you did. And then you're going to investigate, you know, is it Dore or Derby, right? I was like, I don't know how to get there. So then I'm only going to dream this much. It might have been that's part of what happened or not. But so then, you know, are we stuck in the how? We can't see the how. So we're going to put a ceiling on our vision. Check and see, am I coming from the why? Why does this matter? Why does Yvonne want to sit in the beach on a beach with Marie in Mexico, right? Like, why? So these two retreats go together. Sometimes we've been burned before. You know, wow, I had this really big dream. It didn't happen. So then we dream small. How's it working for you? You know, it doesn't work that way. And if we dream big before, well, congratulate yourself for dreaming big. And if it didn't happen for you, maybe you didn't have all the tools that you needed to know how to make that happen. Just think about what we were learning about gratitude today. It's a nuanced understanding of things that allows for it to unfold, right? And you can even create, this is a different kind of energy, but you can create good, great, and awesome goals if you want, right? So your vision, I don't think a good, great, and awesome vision, I wouldn't necessarily do that. Well, this vision sort of is okay, you know? But if you're frightened about things, it's another technique you can use. It's like, well, Heidi could say my good goal. Maybe that's what she created was her good goal and being able to feel the plans. Actually, maybe you could do it with vision. I never thought of it till this moment. Heidi could, for the fun of it, create a vision where in 3 years, if she can stretch herself to envision it and believe it in that moment, in 3 years where she actually has Ethan's place, you know, right? And what does that feel like? Noticing how it feels inside of her. And so that could be the amazing goal that she lets herself dream about. Because sometimes it's easier to dream big and then go, you know, if even I get a tenth of that, that's really cool. Right? So not getting stuck in the how, not dreaming small, just because if we've been bumped into things before. One of my mentors, Sandra Yancey, she says, I've hardly ever done any of the things that I said I would, that I envisioned. Whatever, you know, I dream huge. And she's built so much on this planet. She's dreamed far beyond what she's created, and she's created a ton. Giving ourselves the freedom to dream big. We need to know that dreaming big is our birthright. I go back to what Dawn was given. And those people, they're doing the best they could when they handed that on. They were trying to help. But, you know, we need to know that a big dream is our birthright, just like a beautiful past is our birthright, and we create both. And as we create that beautiful past that we are, we construct. My field at university is autobiography. We get to create that story out of the materials we have. We get to create it. So as we create that beautiful past and that beautiful present, we're going to believe in that beautiful future. Story teaches us how to do it on all those different levels. Okay. So there's another piece that I want to give you. Let me see. jot down your biggest aha. That's just to empty out the room a little bit, because I have some bits and pieces that I want to teach you that will help you. All right. So jot down your biggest aha. Okay, anything bubbling up before we go on to another piece? Yeah, it's Heidi. That's you were the reason I said that. I saw you.
I appreciate that. I do. Because it's something just the tons of bricks are hitting. I see how the idea of time is a dream stealer for me. It was the idea of I only have X amount of time that blocked the vision. Yeah. And I aimed for the ceiling, right, which was counterfeit. It's not enough. Mm-hmm. And wow, I am grateful you used 3 years. Mm. Because, oh my goodness, I saw what I was doing. Mm.
Heidi, fantastic. Isn't it good to know that?
Yeah.
How can we possibly know what to do today if we don't even know where we're headed? Oh, I don't know how to build my talk or market or build my website or whatever. Well, we don't know what it's for, where we're aiming. We're going to spin our wheels. I actually love that 3-year time frame. I've found it very helpful over many years. Because sometimes 1 year and we get scared, 20 years or 10 years, and we don't feel it to be real. But in that 3 year, 3 years is time to build things. We have time to build things. And then we can start to chunk it down for like a sec. That's where I'm going to be in 3 years and actually aim for the stars, not for the ceiling. We're aiming for the ceiling in 3 years. We're doing it everywhere else. And it's blocking ourselves. It's blocking everything. Because we're saying to somebody else, dream big, and we're not. It's good information. It's good to know. And I think most of us do it. So it doesn't mean that you've done something wrong. It just means you've done something really right in the noticing of it. Then you can start again to dream big. And then when you're in a, like, it's a very eminently practical. Then you're in a strategy session with somebody and you're saying, I believe you can do it. You can dream big. Those words will land in a way they won't otherwise. Changes everything. Great notice. I'm so glad I saw you there. This is huge. Yeah. Anything else bubbling up wanting to be said? Yeah, Marnie.
I was just aware of how it's beyond just me, that it's really important to me that others are sharing it and celebrating it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we saw that with Maroon 5 as well, didn't we? Celebration is so important. It's right in the Inspired Action Blueprint. If you haven't seen that yet, it's one of our resources that we have on the campus. It's like to create, to take inspired action. We need to be celebrating because we want to be celebrating and not, oh man, I'm supposed to celebrate now. It's 5:02. right? The way we saw, it's why I love that beautiful video of Maroon 5. You don't see them going, okay, well, now is the celebration time. They're just ecstatic, aren't they? It reminds me of the opposite of that. When I went to a talk by somebody who is a happiness expert, and I think I mentioned this last week, the happiness expert, and she said, you know, sometimes like days or even sometimes, I think I remember she had weeks go by and I've forgotten to laugh or smile. And I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, it's like at 2 o'clock, I'm supposed to smile, you know, and probably some piece of this was missing, you know, all the things that we're doing today. So yes, the celebration, and not because we're supposed to, and not gratitude, but because we're supposed to. But it naturally arises in us when we're doing this in this way that we're doing here. Making sense? And it's your vision. It's not somebody else's. Nobody else can tell you what's supposed to be on that page. Sometimes they'll tell you it's supposed to be, and sometimes they got into our heads. Maybe Heidi, it's somebody who told you once before, because we've all been told that somewhere, well, don't dream too big, or you don't think you're too big for your britches or whatever. You know, like, I don't know if you got some of that. And so then it goes into our vision. It leaks into our heads and onto the page. So allowing ourselves to dream big and celebrating it. And all of this changes what we do right here and now in our companies and in our lives, and changes the quality of our lives, not to mention what we're aiming for. And the time frame, a lot of people, when they're talking about, I call it creating your future story, because it's a story. It's not goals. Like I never was much for goal setting. I didn't really like that, you know? Because the word I found off-putting. I'm better at it now. If somebody talks that language, I can do it. But we need to find the word that's right for us. Create your future story. That grabs me. Because I know we live our lives like story. What's the story I want to create? So I see that. What's the story that I will have lived? And then I go about creating that story. It just makes more sense to me, right? But if we think about it in terms of goals for a minute, one of the ways that I think about my biggest goals, I don't think I've ever taught this before. It's just like, it's one of these things that I do and I forget to tell you guys, right? To me, when I name one of my biggest goals, I know that it's happening. I know that it is. It just is. I just don't know if I'm going to die first or not. You know, that's okay. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, I would prefer that I'm still alive. But I know this vision is so strong and it's so powerful. It's coming. So maybe I'll get hit by a bus tomorrow, or maybe I'll live to be 130. I don't know. It's not in my hands. Some of it might be, but it's not completely in my hands. So, but the vision is so powerful. It can't not happen. So it takes some of the time piece out of it. And some people say a goal has to have a time stamp and all those kinds of things. There's different techniques that work for different people. But what I'm having you attune to is the energy of it, right? Well, you should be grateful for Dawn. Sounds like good gratitude work. Not at all. Well, Heidi, you were practical and, you know, so you and I did good imagery work with the feel of the paper in it, but not right if it's not right for you. It was aiming for the ceiling. So feeling energetically into it. What's the inner world story that's going on? And then crafting that story using the skill that we have, that we learn about stories like imagery, like I just told you, so that we can actually feel it and then be it. And create it. Making sense? Okay, really good. Anything else come bubbling up? All right, there's a few more just pieces that I want to teach you. And I asked you in your survey, and if you didn't get to it, you might want to go see it. Hopefully you could still access it. Go and do it afterwards. I'll go and do it afterwards. It's asking you great questions that will advance your thinking in all kinds of areas, all right? And it's designed to serve you. Piece I was going to say. Oh, right. One of the things I asked you in that is like, how much money do you want to make? Like, this is the 1 year vision. We did 3 years. We can do 1 year just like we just did. And then for that 1 year vision, well, how many clients do you want? And what programs are you running? It's one question I asked you. And then I said, how much money do you want to make next year? Go back to that. And if you did it or do it now and check in and see where you, like Heidi realized, was aiming for the ceiling. Or like Dawn, if she listened to this, people were you listening to somebody else's version of what you should be, you know? So check in and see what about that 1 year vision. And then I want you to go back, and I'm just gonna, sometimes we've actually done this right in this workshop, but I wanted to do the work about science of getting rich, the play with that. So I'm gonna assign this so you can play this with your partner when you meet on that 2 hour call. Here's another thing that I suggest you do. You've decided how much money you want to make. because it's your birthright to be abundant. We talked about why make the money, lifestyle, contribution, who you need to become last time, right? And then check and see, like, how many programs are you running? Does it actually add up to the money you want to make? Sometimes our vision doesn't work because we've actually created something that doesn't work. It doesn't align. I want to make $3 million and I'm going to have five courses each running for $5 each, right? Give you something absurd, but we actually do that. I've done VIP days with clients and they couldn't figure out why things weren't working for them. We spent 3 hours on this and they're like, oh my goodness, those two things don't line up. I had one person whose company went ninefold when she realized that these two things didn't add up. This is really powerful. I'm giving it to you as an exercise. You can ask questions about it. And you know, if you want me to do that with you, ask that question. Mary Kay said, I think we should have 15 minutes. So we did. If you want me to do that with you next time in our day-long retreat, I would find a way to work that out and we would do that. Do they match up? What's the money that I want to make? What are the programs I'm running? And then ask yourself, do I love it? Do I love it? Well, I want to make $3 million next year and I'm going to be running day-long programs for 364 days a year in order to do that. And my vision feels exhausting to me, even though like Heidi's vision accidentally was aiming for the ceiling. My vision accidentally feels exhausting to me because I haven't stepped into my big self to realize what I could charge more or what other structures I could use so it doesn't come out of my skin. I'm going to sabotage myself and the next 3 years are going to go in the wrong direction for my company unless those are aligned. So sometimes I've spent, 4 hours with somebody working this out in detail in a VIP day. I'm suggesting that you spend a couple hours with your partner checking in on that. And sometimes people have decided, one of our clients is like, I aim too low. I really want to make five times that much. Another one is like, I aim for that, but I actually don't really want that. Other people make me think that I want that, but I actually want only half of that. Check in and see how it feels in your body. And then trust that. And Heidi knew, it's her body was telling her. And as we were talking about, it's like, wait, no, this isn't my right vision. If Heidi stuck to that vision, it's not going to play out the way she wanted it to. Okay, really good. Good work. Okay. Any questions or comments about that? I know I just want to give you some pointers as we're heading toward the end of our call that then you can play with and ask me questions about later, right? I made a decision to go deeply into the science of getting rich work. Really wanted to dive into Maroon 5, right? No questions? You're good? Okay. I want to give you some other pointers quickly about envisioning that you can add to what we've already learned today, right? How to create that future story and actually have it happen. Not like a pipe dream, right? So how to make it a specific and actionable vision. One thing you can think about, you've probably heard this before, but have you actually done it? I heard about it long before I started actually doing it. It's the doing of it that matters. It took me years of hearing about it before I did it. What are the categories you want for your vision? Because you can create visions in different areas of your life. Here's some for example. Health and fitness, wealth, friends and family. That's health, wealth, and relationships. Everybody on the planet wants that, right? So wealth, health and fitness, wealth, family and friends, self-care, spirituality, your company, your business. So you get it. You can take time. And in the Science of Getting Rich, Wallace Waddell said, all of your spare time should be used in reading this book and contemplating your vision. He says, don't read anything else. Don't do anything else. I've been spending a lot of time on my walks and just contemplating the vision, especially at this time of year. This is the perfect time to be envisioning your year for 2022. So what are the categories you want? And then you can do a vision in that category. As we started to do that vision together, I could do that, for instance, for health and fitness. One of my aims, and you can call it what you want, aim, goal, plan, intention, these all have different energies. And I use different words in different times. Sometimes my story that I'm creating, I'll use different words at different times, all right? So in this case, I think I'm using the language of goal for this one. I have a fitness goal. There's a long staircase that goes up the bluff that is walking distance from my house, I want to be able to run up those stairs. I have a huge why about it. If you have a day, I will tell you about it. Reference last week's call. But I chose that, and I chose it, and it resonates with me. It's nobody else's aim, but I like that. Instead of saying that I'm either going to exercise 3 times a week, or I'm going to increase my cardio fitness, or that I'm going to, you know, it's something I love doing. I go up those stairs all the time. Wouldn't it be fun to run up them? And also, to be honest, I just realized this too. I've walked with my parents up that, and I remember the, you know, one of the last times, I don't remember which one was the very last. No, I think I do. Time walking up those stairs with my mom. And my parents just passed away. Those stairs somehow have an energetic resonance with my parents. So it's a fitness goal, but it's beyond that as well. And it has fun connected with it. And if I wanted, I haven't done that yet, but I could. I could do a vision just like the 3-year vision. I could be a day, a year from today and say, it's a beautiful sunny December afternoon. I'm at the base of the stairs and I can't wait to run up it. Dane is waiting at the top and we're going to go for dinner. You get it? This and this dovetails. You can go as deeply as you want into this. And I'm doing this more and more and more. I've done a lot of this in my life. 1 hour of work in the inner world is equal to 7 hours in the outer world. Are you working too hard? And we can see the reason for this too. Heidi's going to work way too hard if she stays with that vision. If Dawn doesn't let go of that wonky gratitude, non-gratitude, everything's going to be hard, right? So doing this, if you go, I don't have time for this, you don't have time not to do this. This is what saves that time and makes a whole lot more fun. Think Maroon 5, right? So what are the categories you want? And what do you actually want in each of those areas? It's up to you. Maybe you want to think about what you want for spirituality, but maybe you want to think about all those areas. Maybe you're not thinking about or developing all those areas. That's okay. I don't have a big aim for friends and family that's as specific as my fitness aim, right? But I just know I want to spend time with them. In some ways, it's even deeper. It's not as specific. But having just lost my parents, I know what matters. I want to spend time with my friends and my family and you guys, my community. I know that connections matter and that I'm going to carve out time on my calendar to do that. I know lots about it. Is it specific with a number, with a date? No. A lot of people teach it has to be that, but I know that this is transforming my life even without that. So you get to decide, right? What are the categories you want? What do you want to, you know, do in each of those areas? And then also another way to create that future story. A couple of things. How you envision where you end up at the end of that story, like me running up the stairs, for instance, that aim can be whatever you want it to be. It could be, and I want to go to something very tactile, very tangible in our companies. Let's say you want to increase sales. Maybe you want to double your company. You can turn that into something tangible and real for yourself. And maybe instead of saying, well, I'm going to double my income, that's a tangible result goal. You can create a process goal. And again, I'm not even big on the word goals, but I know this has helped me. So maybe instead of saying I'm going to create doubling my company or fivefolding my company, I'm going to do 10 strategy sessions a month. And instead of even saying I'm going to close this many sales, I'm going to have this process that I'm going to do because I'm in control of that. Then I can know that I can get there. And Heidi was doing a bit of that as she was creating the plan. She knows she could do that, but she knows that for that written vision, it wasn't enough. But we can use these in different ways, right? So do you want a result goal or do you want a process goal? And then like write the vision separately, do that and just do it and just let it flow. But then as you come back and start to think about it, you get it? These are two different processes. Then you can start to go, what do I actually want? My vision tells me a little bit about it. Then I go for a walk and think about it. This is, to do this work really takes time and playfulness and joy and connection. And it doesn't just like, well, here's my goals. I envision it and I see how it feels in my body. And I create it as a story, like we saw with Maroon 5, for instance, right? I want to say something. So I talked about the categories for your vision, the specific, you know, things that you want in each area, process versus results. I wanted to talk about general versus specific for a moment. This is something that I learned from Esther and Jerry Hicks, Abraham Hicks Materials. You know, I love their work. And in the Science of Getting Rich, Wallace Waddle says our goal, our vision needs to be very specific if we're going to achieve it. And I agree. And one of my business mentors, Andrea J. Lee, she says, look, if you're not specific, you might as well go home. You're not an entrepreneur. She doesn't like this tough love, right? But I like to balance that with the Abraham Hicks teachings. So I want to give to you what I've learned from my teachers. Our goal or our aim or what it is that we want, or even our vision itself that we just created that you put on the page, is only as specific as we can make it and feel good. That's an Abraham Hicks teaching. And I really, really, they put words to what I was already teaching and knowing and believing long before I heard them say that. So if I say I'm going to create $1 billion tomorrow, it doesn't feel good probably for everybody in the room because we don't think we can create $1 billion tomorrow. I'm going to create, and specific goals are supposed to be good, right? I'm going to create $1 billion by 2:33 p.m. tomorrow. Is technically right as a goal, and who cares? It's going to go in the opposite direction. But I could say that tomorrow I'm going to feel like a billionaire. I feel good about that, you know, or it doesn't have, I'm giving the example of money, but tomorrow I can feel like fill in the blank, whatever it is. Tomorrow I'm going to feel like I have the best relationship with my daughter on the planet of any mother. I already know that. I already do. So, you know, but, you know, well, not every moment. I had a moment. That's got to be truthful. Not every moment. Sometimes we want to strangle each other. So what would be the vision? Like if it's about mothering, I could say I'm going to go for a trip with Dana by the end of next year. It could be a very specific goal, or it could be that in this week, I'm going to love on her more than I ever have before. It's not measurable. Or I could say, this week, I'm going to take Dana out for dinner 3 times. I'm not going to, sorry, Dana, but you know, because I love her and I want her to know that we can have fun together and she's valuable or whatever, right? So how general do I want it to be? How specific do I want it to be? It's not good or bad. It's like, how does it feel in your body? And eventually we do want to make, it's the specific visions that get enacted. Maroon 5 didn't just go, let's go make people happy with our music. Can you hear it? They had a very specific vision, and that's why it got realized. But if they were feeling on a very off day, and maybe, I don't know, one of their band members just quit or something, that vision probably wouldn't have been enacted that day. They would have said, you know, I want to make people happy with my music again, and that would have been a good vision for that moment. Make sense? And then eventually we work it, and we do use all the other processes from this year to find that aligned energy, to have that specific aim and allow it to feel good. All right. I wanted to say a little bit more too about, is this making sense to you? Are these things fitting together? I told you it wouldn't fit together quite as well as a story because it's new knowledge for me, but I'm hoping and trusting this is useful to you. Some bits and pieces that every single one of these has changed my life. And I've worked with many of these, like, things I'm telling you in a minute, many of them I've worked with people on it for like sometimes an entire day. So I know they move the needle, right? So spending time with what you envision. Again, in Science of Getting Rich, he says, spend all your leisure time contemplating it and taking actions to achieve it. This is only really easy when we really are in love with that thing. Think of me running up the stairs. I really, really want to do that. So why wouldn't I spend time on that? And then what we actually do about it, Dana's doing some fitness things that inspired me. So I've got this little green card now that's sitting on my bed and I check it off how many times, you know, so it can get to very tactical things. You know, every time I'm doing cardio 4 times a week now, and I check it 3 to 4 times a week. I decided very specifically, and I'm putting little ticky boxes, right? And I'm only doing that because it feels good and because I really want to run up the stairs. Why? Because, well, I could talk to you about that all day. I want to have energy for my life. It feels like fun. I want energy for all my goals and dreams. I'll like blah, 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 right? You know, it's not blah, 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 but I could keep going. So spend time with it. We will spend time with it when we really, really want that. It's got to be yours. And then we'll have that faith and purpose and vision and gratitude that Wallace Waddle talks about and that we saw enacted in Maroon 5. All right. Oh, one more thing I wanted to add too, because sometimes we're so hard on ourselves. Ever been hard on yourself? never have a goal that you didn't achieve, even if you know a story that you didn't create. So what we envision can change. I just want to say this. And that's okay. No flip-flop every day. Well, I think it's this. No, I think it's this. No, that's no power. But let me give you a very concrete example. I know you know. This summer, my goals changed. And I'm very happy that they did. Of course they changed. And I had the most amazing summer, I think, ever in my life. You know? Runner-up was the summer after my man died, you know? And so if what I thought I was aiming at wasn't flexible, it would have caused a lot of pain. And sometimes it changes very, very rapidly, and that's okay. But don't go flip-flopping. That's just waffling, and the universe will give you waffling results. But something, we encounter something, and we make a shift, or we grow, we learn new knowledge, and we add that to our vision. It's a growing and living thing. That said, it's nice to have some concrete things that you're aiming at. Like for our company, I learned this from Sandra Yancey, and this is very powerful for your company. What are your top 5 goals? I only started doing that a couple of years ago. It was life-changing. What are the top 5 goals for your company? And she taught me to really only work on the top 3. That's it. And then you know, is this action that I'm taking right now aligned with what I truly want? I mentioned that one of those categories is, what do I want for my company? And then what are the top 5 things that I want? And it forces us to choose. But if we try to do everything, we end up doing nothing. And there's no energy behind any of it. What do I actually want? And this is in my notes. I already mentioned it. Find the right word for you. I love about creating my future story. One of my clients said, Michelle, I love that. Ever since I learned that about you, about story, I really, really get it, that we really are living life as story. And so I'm creating that story. So I always think about that day, like a year from now, what's the story I want to be telling? And I create the things that create that. It's so simple. I love to think about it as story. You create, that's really what we do. We create that future story. A year from now, I want to be telling this story. Oh, let's go do the things that make that happen, and has to have fun on the way. I envision Maroon 5 saying that. Can you imagine? We're going to have gone to all these weddings and everybody's going to be so shocked. They're going to be so happy. We're going to be sitting there talking about it. You know, they're telling the story already of what was going to happen, telling the story of their future. Okay. Let me see. A couple just phrases that came to me this morning that I wanted to share with you about your vision. And this dovetails with everything we've talked about so far. Here's what you want to do with your vision. Claim it, align it, love it, feel it, know it, do it. Again, claim it, align it, love it, feel it, know it, do it. Claim it. Think Heidi. What's your vision? What really is your vision? Claim it. Align it. Remember the piece that I just told you about, but I've done a deep dive with before. You can ask me to do that with you if you want. I want to make $100 million and I'm going to do it by selling these $5 widgets. Oh, there's a mismatch. It's got to be aligned so that it actually makes sense, so that we can get behind it. Love it. Have you fallen in love with your vision? I'm super excited about running up those stairs. And so I'll get on my mini trampoline sometimes when I don't feel like it. Or even I'll go for a walk when it's freezing out here or in a blizzard or whatever. I'll use a power walking or whatever it is that's going to, you know. I run up the stairs in my condo more often because, right? Claim it, align it, love it. Because then we take the actions, right? Feel it. We talked about that too. And Diane with the gratitude, right? This is all part of creating that vision. Can I feel it? Lean in with the why. Remember that that's what's going to have us feel it instead of getting all caught up in our head. Know it. What gives you faith that this thing is already yours? And then do it. Do a part of it now. Do a part of it now. One great teacher related to this area, at least this part of his teaching I like, Raymond Aron, he said, you know, he really wanted a week off every month. That was his vision. But he couldn't do that yet. So he took an afternoon off, you know? He took an afternoon off, and in that afternoon, he experienced it as a week. And very soon, he had a week off every month. Actually, do it. Do a part of it now. What can you do right now? one of the things, I'm just going to tell you this very honestly, like since my parents passed away, I thought I was going to be living near them and maybe even moving to their city, taking care of them for the next 15 years. And since they passed away, my mom passed away, I'm like, well, what's the gift in ugly wrapping, as my friend Jenny Kovacs would say, gift in ugly wrapping. I love Mexico. I want to spend more time there. So I'm planning to spend more and more time in Mexico over the coming years. So my brother told me about this show called Mexico Life, where people like buy homes in Mexico. I've been watching it, in quiet time. I've got a few minutes and Dana's out and I'm grabbing a bite to eat or something. And I'm envisioning it. I'm watching other people, spending time in Mexico and enjoying their time there and just allowing themselves to be there. And I'm creating opportunities to be there. So live it now. Do whatever you can to live it now. Do a part of it now. You can't do all of it. I'm not going to up and move to Mexico right now, but 10 years from now, maybe, I don't know. Right? Live a part of it now. Okay. All right. Well, I know we're at time. We've got 2 minutes left here. And I'm just checking my notes. We got to everywhere that I wanted to get to with you. We didn't do as deep a dive in aligning the money and the money that you're taking in with the things that you want to do as much as we have in past times when I've taught this. But that's because I wanted to err on the side of what you heard so deeply. If you got what we got today, you'll be able to do that. That's functional. Like I say, it's created a ninefold increase in somebody's business before. It's really huge and wonderful. But when you understand these energetic pieces, to me, it all moves from that. You can do that as well. And it comes also from like what Heidi showed us here. It's like, oh, I'm aiming for the ceiling. Maybe the money doesn't align because I don't think I'm worthy of it. So I've made the money too small. Or maybe I think I'm small and usually comes from some kind of unworthiness, right? So I think I've got to work like 10 times as hard as anybody else to reach that. Or maybe other people think that I should be reaching that. So I've, all of that inner world work is what's needed in order to do that, in order to have, and it's not just in the area of money in your company, it's in every area. I want to run up the stairs, but I don't want to ever do anything that's cardio related. All year long, I'm not going to get there, right? All right. Let's end because we're at our time for Quantum Leaps, Create Your Future Story. If you feel like you've got at least a couple new ideas and insights about how to actually create your future story that is actually lived. And if you're here listening, I sure hope you heard it. Raise your hand. Even one piece that will help you create your future story. That's unanimous. Fantastic. All right. Let's hear what other people heard. Again, it's time. If you need to, we're at 1 minute two. If you need to go right on the hour, of course, go. I encourage you to go and post your aha and inspired action in our Facebook group, because that uplifts everyone. And when we uplift another, it uplifts our souls, right? For those who can stay, I will stay here because I love hearing your ahas and inspired actions, because to me, it's how you're actually putting it on the court. Maybe what Heidi needed to hear is what Marnie's going to say and vice versa, right? So Carly, do you have to go? You're up in my upper left.
I can court. Go. I have like just a couple minutes.
Perfect. One aha, one inspired action.
So many ahas. I think one of the biggest ones is with visioning, is that what I do with helping my clients visioning, I'm not doing for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot that can be unpacked from that. So but that's a big aha. Inspired action is I feel like I finally kind of can see some pieces of some very specific actions going forward in industries within architecture that I'm going to be putting a plan together for.
Fantastic. Carly, love it. Thank you. This insight is huge. This potentially saves you a year, saves you angst, saves you, and is valuing yourself, saves you like burning out or all those, and allows you to create the life and the company that's your birthright. Thank you for that. Love it.
Thank you. It was a wonderful day. Thank you. Sorry, I have to go. Thank you so much.
Of course, for anybody, day. If you need to go, it's all good. All right, we're at time. Bye-bye, Carly. Thanks. Thank you for that. I'm glad you were in my upper left-hand corner. Wendy, one aha, one inspired action.
I think my aha that just came to me is that love, like sometimes it's tough love and sometimes it's really fun and spontaneous, and love encompasses so many more things than maybe sometimes we throw that word love around, right? And we think we know what it means. But it included all of those things in that video. It included courage and bravery and taking risks and doing hard things and getting out of your comfort zone. But it also included a lot of joy and a lot of fun and a lot of spontaneity and a lot of, the word is joy.
I love it. Yes. And this goes back to this, you know, ancient wisdom deeply embodied. You've all heard the word love before, right? This deeper, cellular, real, and then things shift and move in our lives and our companies. Thank you, Wendy. What's your inspired action?
My inspired action is, I'm not sure. I have lots, I just want to play with the ideas that flowed onto paper from today.
Perfect. Perfect. And I love when it's a check-offable action, so we actually know we're doing it. So you're going to play with the ideas, you're going to journal with them, or you're going to go out for a walk, and then, you know, how are you going to know that you did that?
I am going to schedule some time the beginning of next week. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at all the things that came and then pick the top three that I want to work on in 2022.
Oh, can you hear the difference? They're both saying the same thing, but with this, we know it's actually going to move into her life, right? We know it's going to happen and she'll know that she's done it. Fantastic. Thank you. Love it. Heidi.
Oh boy. I think my biggest aha was what you had said, Michelle, you know, notice how things are in your body. And I'm realizing how aiming for the ceiling feels in my body.
Oh, good knowing. Oh my goodness. Life-changing.
Oh, it's like, no. Come out, get out. No.
Aiming for the ceiling, it sounds easier. It's not. I think when we come from small, because it comes from small self, it comes from unworthiness, it comes from not believing in ourselves, it comes from thinking that listening to all those other voices, it hurts. And then we don't even get there, it's awful. Knowing that in your body, oh my goodness, what a difference from here on in. Fantastic.
And the inspired action related to that is realizing that it's not so much the vision of it encompasses what do I want to experience in the vision, but the real question is, who do I want to be and how will that feel? Live in that vibration of she is who I am.
Yes, it flows from there. Absolutely. Thank you. Yes, yes, and yes. And that's what, to write that vision, it's not just writing about that day or that tree or that. That's what makes it so juicy and so beautiful and so tangible and so exciting. And so, why wouldn't we go there then? Thank you. Yes. Yvonne.
My aha. I left a reminder about the what San Rienzi has said for many years, the top five goals for my company, and I'm focused on the top three. And I'm in the middle of visioning what I want for 2022 and beyond. And it's scary and it's exciting. All at the same time, because I'm in conversations right now, that I was like, that I'm like really like, oh my God, like I didn't even think that was possible. There's people coming to me right now that kind of go like, okay, so how can we work together? And I'm like, well, okay. and it's freaking me out a little bit, and I'm embracing it all at the same time. And so, yeah,
this is so beautiful. And I got to say, this is the fruit of all the work that you've done too. Yeah. This is what one would call like, this is the next level or luxury problem. It's like, oh, my vision is so big and it's happening. It's freaking me out. Mm-hmm. And it is actually a real, you know, issue, a real problem, a real challenge, yeah. But it's a beautiful one. And so congratulations for all that you've done.
Thank you. Yeah. Cause I was working even this morning on some numbers and, you know, for next year and I had like a base goal and a stretch goal. And then when I actually started working on the numbers, I was already with the amount of money over past my stretch goal. And I'm like, that math doesn't work. So, okay, back up the bus, you know, figure this out. And so my action is to, because this is a project that I'll be working on over the next few weeks. I really would like to, in an ideal world, I would like to have kind of completed my vision and my goals, et cetera, for next year. Before I go into Christmas, so I can really enjoy it. So it's putting time on my calendar, you know, like several hours of blocks of time, mainly into next week and the week after to accomplish that. So I can actually, you know, just bask in it. Then once I've created it, I can now read it and go like, yeah, and own it and really stand in it and feel the energy of it and then grow with it.
I love that. I love that, Yvonne. And we've heard now a couple of times too from Wendy and from Yvonne, like putting it on my calendar. Mm-hmm. You know, when we actually value this, when we see how much it matters for everything for us, that what we put on our calendar is what we're actually valuing. So actually getting it done. If we don't want to work too hard, 1 hour of work in the inner world, 7 hours of work in the outer world, that this is all part of that envisioning and that mm-hmm. it's going to, it creates a completely different 2022. So thank you for underlining.
But I know personally that if it's not on my calendar, it doesn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what we're actually valuing. So placing mm-hmm. the time on your calendar for this, to get on those connection calls with each other, to do that, you know, envisioning play and to actually revel in it. Why wouldn't we want to, when we actually are owning ourselves and our worthiness? Of course we want to see what's possible for me next year. What do I want? It's a joyful thing to do. And if it's not, ask questions about it so we can allow it to be so for you. And thank you for the truthfulness about that too, Yvonne. It's like scaring me. Next level. Good for you.
Oh yeah. Next level is coming, baby.
you've been doing it, my friend. Awesome. Awesome. Marnie.
It's kind of a combination of the thing that the vision can only be as specific as we make it and feel good mm-hmm. so that it's real and doable. And I think that's really important. And then the spend time with your vision. So I have vision statements for a number of categories, but to tell you the truth right now, I'm not sure I could tell you any of them. Right. And they're sort of, you know, as Diane said, the words on the page, you know, it's a list of, so to go through that and prioritize the top three and align the actions that are required for that. And then, as you said, get it on the calendar. And then the last thing is to read The Science of Getting Rich.
Beautiful. Look at all that we've done in an afternoon. You guys are amazing. You're getting this, you're implementing it, you heard it at the deepest levels. Thank you. Beautiful. Dawn.
Okay. My biggest aha is the door number one, getting stuck in the how, or door number two, getting stuck in my big why and making that shift.
And I just want to say, change the language a little, not stuck in your big why.
Okay.
I just want to shift that a little bit because
sure.
When we're in the big why, like stuck feels like stuck in the mud or something, or stuck. Like you might just want to shift that language a little bit because door number one, stuck in the how, or door number two, being inspired by your by the possibilities of your big why.
I like that.
Yeah. Can you hear the difference? Words matter.
Yes.
Yeah. I know that's what you intended. That was the idea behind it, but then your words will match the intention better and it'll feel better.
That's so funny because right under there, I wrote the importance of the words I use.
And it's always a work and play in progress, right? We're always learning. It's always the next step, next level. Thank you, Dawn. What's your inspired action?
I'm going to schedule calls with people in the group to
Yay.
Talk about our visions and help encourage ourselves.
I love that. I'm doing that with at least 5 different people myself, you know, okay. Like it's really important because we can't think it all on our own. This is an amazing community of dream enablers. You got a fabulous opportunity to have a huge leap for 2022. So thank you for underlining that and for doing that. Beautiful. And Diane.
I think my biggest aha is I have no problem feeling happiness and joy when I'm looking at my relationship goals or my relationship visions. And then I look at my business visions and it becomes work. It's hard, completely different time or mindset to it altogether.
Thank you for noticing that. And thank you for completing the survey. And from your survey, I could have predicted that. So thank you for noticing it. Great notice. So shift and change that and just keep coming and ask questions so that we can help you with that and recreate that. Use all the tools of today. And then also ask the more you questions you ask in the Facebook group, you know, in connection calls with others and here on the calls, the more like the first thing is noticing it, like fantastic work. We might have just saved you a year.
Yeah.
You saved yourself a year in showing up and hearing because can't get there from there. It's just, we'll sabotage ourselves.
Yeah. I feel like I'm rowing upstream with it all the time. So
yeah. Yeah. So let's change that. Fantastic. Notice. Fantastic. What's your inspired action?
Well, I was thinking, first of all, that I would work with my money goal and break it down by the programs and stuff. And then I thought, how can I make that fun?
Great question.
I'm going to look at shifting that part of it and then finding how I can work with the programs to make them fun to be able to attract the clients I need.
Oh, that just that you know that could easily save you a year. Do you know that? Do y'all hear that? That's life changing. That would have been so hard. I could see it in your survey. Thank you. So much easier when you see it too. You saw it. I looked at that and I'm like, oh my, and you've got it. That's moving quickly and noticing and already it starts to shift. Well, yeah.
And time frame, my sister from BC is arriving in probably 2 hours and she's staying with me for a week. So I will book it in my calendar for once she's left that I can start to work on it.
Perfect. Have a fantastic, fantastic day, everybody. Fabulous work. Remember, it's a full day next week. Can't wait to see you for Marketing a Story. Keep posting your questions. Have a fabulous week. Hope you get a chance to connect with each other, dive in with your visions. Have a beautiful, beautiful time. Thank you for everything you brought to the call. This was outstanding. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye for now.